Blog Talk Radio.
Enough to learn how to read and write that we could take the truth and see what cause that what we did. So the revelation of verses is, and we mean what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you don't look at Black Wall Street, they tell young folks had churches, they had businesses, restaurants, hotels, all of that. Black folks got down and shot it and burn it down. Ain't never been done. So a lot of this stuff that's going on now, Mary, is what you read. All the and stuff they gone to Black, they hung Black in Mississippi. I was looking at this book, Having Been Told. You don't know half of it. Alec Haley didn't tell half of it. So it's a lot been going on we know about. So I just wanted to let you know. As we get ready to start a Bible class tonight, I want you to stand up and understand that we got to pray sometimes in Psalm 119 and Psalm 23 and 51. Let me put 51 down here. Psalm 51. Some of us don't want to be free. Some of us are locked up on crack, cocaine, alcohol. We superstitious. And we say, well, I got to do it. You got to understand why you in this situation. Get there. Get him. You got him because all the people were stolen from you. About him in the 1800s, you didn't have nothing. Our ancestors. This is a.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and pick you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor say you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change and 2014, 2015, 2016, get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
You,
get ready to say all is well.
Yeah.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you, because you know that God said high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out of the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up. This morning, it reminds me of the prodigal son. As he went out and rotted living and spent all his money,
yes,
he come to himself,
yes,
found himself in a hog pen,
yes,
and looked around and said, wait a minute, I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank
but
you.
As we go on today,
amen.
He looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thank
you're there ain't got no job.
Thank
you're there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you're accepting it.
Thank
you, Lord. I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning.
Yes.
I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator,
yes,
who made me.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my father.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going back.
Yeah.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food. I'm going back where I can be healed. I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back where I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes,
young
yes.
woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody needs to come
yes.
back to Jesus.
Oh,
you've
yes.
been in the whole pen
yes.
too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eye, the young man got ready, and he began to walk down that long corridor, and looking, you know, way made down south, they got big homes, and you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better, because he was aching, he was with pain, and cancer set in, sickness set in, because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to rebuke cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract, and tumor, this man comes, this young man says, I'm coming to myself. As he began to walk up, if you ain't going to pray with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property, when he get ready to walk on the estate,
yeah.
he began to feel a little better.
Yeah.
Look like he hold his head up and say, look,
yeah.
I'm on my father's property.
Well,
I'm on the land that I own.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is just good. We're going to have Brother Faden to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
As he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes, yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Oh God, I may have spoke wrong, may have talked wrong, may have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reach you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yes.
Because, God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yes.
The
yes.
people's on watch, contrary, don't want to do right. don't want to treat each other right.
Yes.
Oh, have mercy this evening. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another. Now, that's like I have loved you. We have come short this morning. Now, but I know you're able, and I believe that you will. Now,
yes.
See about us down here. Now, we are strangers a long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. But oh God, this morning, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. See us through this evening. God, have mercy this evening. Jesus. We need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus,
yes.
Somebody daughters in on the comb. Somebody
run
is on the
hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you see it. I know you're able. Good God Almighty. Now, Jesus, my rock. My where is land. My bread. In a starving land. My water. In dry places.
Yeah.
I love to call you. Your name do something for me. It satisfy my soul. But now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I got to come off this battlefield.
Can't
tell the world no more. You'll see me somewhere in the kingdom where I can give you 90 bread. I'm sorry.
God.
That was Deacon Tate and his wife. Thank them for the prayer and thank you for the prayer. Tonight, as we come on the 25th, talk about the mass killing of America, talking about what's going on in Chicago, what's going on in Atlanta, what's going on all over America. God, we're going to go into the Bible class and talk about the 666, the mark beast. And the Bible is the mark of the devil. And we understand right now we need generational money. We need our money from our ancestors. That's what Dr. King talked about. Tonight, as we talk tonight, I want to share this with you, or you might not know. 250 people by gunshot. And we just ain't finished month. That'll let you know something going on with this country. You know, the man in New Orleans said he to go to get gas with his hand. He don't go to the gas station, But you got people that are sick. They're sick with demonic spirit. And they have that demonic spirit on them. And them spirits make them act a different way. And talk about the Bible and the Bible class. And how to feed the hungry, clothed, and naked. Tonight, I want to take you Psalms 118. I want you to read this book. I want you to get from the library or you buy it. It's to the head. Haven't been told. And this is by Edward E. Baptist. He talked about slavery. He talked about when they brought our ancestors. They step in the bond. And when they went to Oxford, they got all the help women from Carolina and trade master by 100 blacks. And it takes them a month two to get to Louisiana, a month two to get to Alabama, a month two to get to Mississippi. Some of them die on the way there. Some of them die on the way across the soul. The have a don't take everything what you see. Read in the thing. When I took a race about generational wealth, when the Europeans got here, they gave them land. That means the people that are in Texas, or that land in Arkansas, all that land up with, because you said, they got 100 acres. How did they get that? That was given to them because their skin was black. You got to understand, we are behind the line. You understand? Tell your church. Don't take that granted. Because right now I got brothers in California. I got brothers in Atlanta. I got brothers in Chicago, Stateville, in prison, political prison. And what I mean, they're political prison devil. They're political prison because they're organized black men. You see what happened in Memphis, where these five black police beat this boy because they don't understand. Back in the day, police job was to go get the slaves and bring them back. If you couldn't get them alive, put them across the heart and bring them back dead. The have, and the name of it, the have, had been, so you need to read that. It's like a Bible because it's telling the truth. I got Dr. Khalid Muhammad, and he's going to finish with talking about the mark of the beast. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Molly and Santa.
My number is
708-582-0372. 708-582-0372. Don't forget, we are on 7 days a week. On Monday, Luther King Movement, Tuesday, Old Ancestors. On Wednesday, our class, I want to be first to go into Black History Month. We started Black History Month today. We're going to have something on every night about Black people, about what we paid and what happened. In the real, Medgar Evers was killed. King was killed. All the Black people were killed, and he said it was okay. This is Dr. This is Muhammad Stone.
You will get that we have no more, man. We have no more Elijah. Black man, what he and the black man, what they achieve
what we're doing. This is Bible class. I want to use the wonder that came in. We are the poor of the world, the children of the world. And by being that, we're just in highly favored. Don't forget, God opened a door for you. And your blessing is a moment of work. We haven't talked about the beast. But we got to still let God shine on you. When the eagle stirs his nest, clear a little at tonight, I'm praying you. Psalms 119, number of Psalms, Psalms 23rd, and Psalms 51, and Psalms 21, you need to read. The door is going to open up for you. And tonight, we get off the air. I want to pray to Dr. Frank to keep your spirit up. I want you to be feeling good, Mary. I want to tell you, as you read the Bible, things will open up for you.
Before I drew my breath, what did thine lonely son mean? Be that for me tonight. That's what I've been doing all these years. I want to read to you from the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 11th and 12th verses. You are familiar by this time with the subject, but I want to just read for you the actual text. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. The eagle stirs her nest. A lot of people have come to me telling me, calling me about the subject. Some of them said the eagle stirs his nest. One said the buzzard stirs his nest. Another one said you preaching on the chicken stirring his nest. So I've heard all kinds of things concerning this subject. But according to the rendering in the Bible, it is the eagle stirs her nest. You see. Now, may I just, by introduction, say that this particular passage that I have chosen comes out of that part of the Bible which we call the Pentateuch, or more commonly called the books of the law. This part of the Bible, according to lay people, was written as events took place. But it wasn't written like that. It was written time after time and track after track, and some of it was preserved and some of it was lost. And it did not come into a whole or a synthesis until the Babylonian exile. It was then that the priests and the Levites, who found themselves in the throes of a dilemma, in a crisis. I see Mrs. Ollie Mae Patterson over there, my daughter Irma's mother-in-law. They found themselves in trouble. And it's a funny thing that most people don't think too much about God or themselves or their destiny until they get in trouble. So when they were carried off to Babylon by the conquest of Nebuchadnezzar and enslaved, they did a very unique thing. They did not do what most of the people in this part of the world did. Usually, people in that part of the world, in the Euphrates Valley or in the Mediterranean area, when their gods fell or when they were conquered by other people, they forsook their gods because they considered that their gods had fallen. But the Jews or the Hebrews did a very unique thing. When their nation fell, they didn't put it on their God. They said, we are responsible. It's our backsliding ways, it's our sin that have brought this calamity upon us. And what we need to do is to re-examine the law and the prophets and reinterpret them and synthesize them into a whole. Not only for ourselves, but for generations to come. I don't believe you're going to pray with me tonight. So that until the Babylonian exile. It was then that the priests and the Levites, who found themselves in the throes of a dilemma, in a crisis. I see Mrs. Ollie B. Patterson over there, my daughter Irma's mother-in-law. They found themselves in trouble, and it's first.
But I know